He brought me out of the miry clay. He set my feet on a rock to stay. He put a song in my soul today. It's a song of his praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, it's another morning, but it's another month. Male mandala kosa. And as you see, I'm excited. Oh, I'm on fire. I'm ready. I'm ready to tear the devil's kingdom down. I'm ready to let that monkey know he don't run nothing. That's right. I am so grateful that I've come to a revelation and an understanding of who I am. You know, I'm grateful for that because, see, if you don't know who you are, the devil can do whatever he wants to do in your life. But one thing that I understand with great clarity and precision now, that I am more than a conqueror. Now, this is what you're going to have to do. You're going to have to get very serious about your relationship with God. God's been dealing with me because this is the month where we're going to see miracles. Amen. When I say miracles, I'm talking about we're going to see deadlines met. I'm talking about you're going to have a testimony this month of a deadline that you needed met, that God supernaturally met and manifested on your behalf. Are you listening to me? I ain't telling you what I think. I'm telling you what I know. That it's that kind of month. I mean, it's that kind of month that you're going to see God manifest himself and do something that no other power can do. And you know how that's going to happen? Through relationship, through praying in the spirit, through talking to God. I was so encouraged. I shared it in the thing, but I was so encouraged when a lady walked up to me who I didn't know, but she knew me. And she said, I want to let you know that God used you to change my life. And, you know, some of you don't get to see me in certain settings, but I was in a setting and I was, I'm Prophet Karin, but I wasn't Prophet Karin so much in that setting. And they just walked up to me in humility. And, you know, I'm just so grateful for what God is doing in my life. If you only knew, if you only could feel what I feel, if you only had the excitement in your spirit to the magnitude that I did, you would understand why I'm praising him the way that I am and the humility that God is just birthing on the inside of me. And, you know, his strength is made perfect in our weakness. But she said, my life has changed because you gave your church a challenge. I said, what was that challenge? She said, you told them to pray in the spirit for 1 hour every day. She said, I had never done that. She said, but I did it. I did it for 21 days. She said, my life in the spirit has went to another level. Well, let me talk to you. Your life in the spirit goes to different places. When you keep a constant flow of communication between you and God, and it's not a performance, it's nothing like that, but it's just loving on him and talking to him. Mele koshalamanda. It's communing with him. And so one thing that I've learned that was just so important for me was I learned that God gave man dominion over the earth. I mean, such a great, great, great revelation. And if you all understood that, you would take more authority and control over your day. I ain't talking about the devil. I'm talking about taking control over your day, speaking to your day. Amen. God called the light day, the darkness he called night. Are you listening to me? God called it that. Even God, Romans 4:17, which quickeneth the dead and calleth those things which be not as though they were. Who did God do that to? He did that to Abraham. Told Abraham he was a daddy when Abraham didn't have a child. Told Abraham he was a daddy when Sarah's womb was barren. And Abraham body was dead, but had a promise from God that he was going to be a father. And God called him that. Now, whatever he is, I am. God said, imitate him. And the way we imitate him is by saying what he said and declaring what he has declared. And don't do it lazy. You know, some of us are just so lazy in our prayer lives and lazy in our dedication. And we don't live a life in the spirit. A gentleman looked at me the other day. He said, are you in the spirit? I said, I live here. Hele mashandala kosia. It's not a place that I visit. It's a place that I live. Psalm 91. He that dwelleth, not he that visits, not he that vacations. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High. You got to live in that secret place. You got to live in that place. And guess what happens when you get in that place? You're going to know it because your vocabulary is going to change. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge. Everything in God is voice activated. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge, my fortress, my God. In him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver me. That's voice activated. Are you listening to me? All of that's voice activated. And that's how it happens in the spirit realm. It's voice activated. And that's how you're going to have to start operating and flowing. You can't play with this. Get serious about your month. Get serious about your year. This is the year of 2023, a year of distinction, a year that's supposed to be different from every other year. But I found out that just because God declared it in heaven don't mean it's going to manifest on earth. The way that it manifests on earth is by what I say. Thy will be done on earth, even as it is in heaven. Psalm 119:89. Thy word is forever settled where? In heaven. But when you are functioning on earth, the way that is manifested on earth is by what? Speaking the word and declaring what God said, and it comes out of your mouth. When I came into that great revelation, my life changed. And when I came into that understanding, I understand that I don't just have it because he said it. I have it because I say it. And when I say what he say and imitate him, I can call those things which be not as though they were. I'm saying all that to say that's why you on this call this morning. So I need you to get out the bed. I gave you 7 more minutes as you were listening to my voice, the snooze. But you're going to have to get on up now. Male melenda la cosa, zialaban shakala mandala koya, itanono mokosa, yukila randelele bibi biosha, halabashande. You're going to have to get on up. Come on, let's get on up. Get up right now in the name of Jesus. Let's get up in Jesus' name. Are you listening? Come on, let's get on up. Get out the bed. Amen. Let's walk around. I'm asking you to do that. Get out the bed. Stop doing whatever you're doing. And let's give God these next couple of minutes. It's not about how long. It's just about how serious. It's not about how long. It's about how sincere. I'm not even going to hold you long this morning, but I want to take a minute to just help you. I just want to ignite your day, start your day. But you're going to be doing this all day today. But I just want to help you start off. I come to be a kickstart. Amen. I come to light your fire. All right. So the word of God declares that there's a way you enter his gates. He say, enter his gates with thanksgiving. I think the Message Bible says something like, if you're going to come in his gates, you got to use the password. And it says the password is thank you. Oh, yes, it is. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. So let's open our mouth. Hola Masha. And let's begin to thank him. Thank him. Thank right where you are. Come on. Thank him. Father, I thank you. Father, I bless you. Father, I praise you. Father, I adore you. Father, I give you the glory. Ela mandala bako solo lo mondele. Dia la mandele ke kala la mandele di osha. Ambele balado boko solo lo boboko shita. Shitelele mandele kizi andala mahaya. no no mo si kala mandala kaya ela ba shakola mandeleke salamandia itono no moko salamande elele baba shandala ma hambi bibi bi osaya. I bless you, I bless you, I bless you. I give you the praise, I give you the glory, I give you the honor, I exalt you, I praise you. Thank you for your loving kindness. Thank you for your strength. Thank you for your power. Thank you for waking me up this morning, clothing in my right mind. Thank you for the use and activity of my limbs. Thank you that I can breathe this morning. Thank you that I can smell. Thank you that I can see. Thank you that I can hear. Thank you that I can talk. Thank you that I can walk. Thank you that I'm alive and well. Thank you that I did not choke on my saliva in my sleep. Thank you that my breath was not taken away from me while I was asleep. Thank you that you touched me with your hand of mercy and commanded me to wake up. Oh, for that I give you the praise. I give you the praise that no one robbed my house. Homande, elamanda la kasia, he alabashande. Thank you that no one robbed my house. Oh, ma-ma-ma-ma-na-na-na-ma-sa. I feel God's power. Thank you that no one robbed my house last night. Thank you that no bullet hit me last night. You kept me. You sustained me. I laid me down and slept, but I awakened. And guess why I awakened? For the Lord sustained me. Thank you for sustaining me all night. All day long, I've been with you. All night long, I've been in your presence. All night long, I fellowship with you. Le bashanda, I thank you for that holy, sweet presence that I've been feeling on me lately. I thank you that you've been walking in me and walking with me. I thank you for that closeness. Hele mashakala, elele mandolobo siti ala makande yenkado kushna le mendele masikala la mandala baya bristele. I thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. No aneurysm in my sleep. Thank you. No stroke. Thank you. Hallelujah. No heart attack. Thank you. I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful. I say a million thanks. Thank you that I have food to eat today. Thank you that I have clothes on my back. Thank you for shoes on my feet. Thank you that I can swallow. Thank you that I can brush my own hair. Thank you that I can dress myself. Thank you for my hands. Thank you for my feet. Thank you for my toes that give me balance. Thank you for my legs. Thank you for my elbows. Thank you for my eyelids, my eyelashes, and my eyeballs. God, I thank you for it all. Thank you for a nose. Thank you for a mouth. Thank you for my tongue. My God, I had a teacher, Lord, that didn't have saliva. I had another teacher, same teacher, who did not have tear ducts. Thank you for tears. Thank you for saliva. Thank you, hallelujah, for skin. Thank you, Lord. I'm so appreciative for everything that you've done for me. What is man that thou art mindful of him? And even the son of man that thou visitest him? For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels. What shall I render unto the Lord for all of the benefits that you've given toward me? Thank you for the benefits. Thank you for your word that declares, hallelujah, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and forget not his benefit. Hola bashanda. Your benefit is you're a healer. You heal every disease. A benefit is you redeem my life from destruction. Hola shanda. I don't give elele baba shakalamanda. I thank you. Homandi osia for all of your benefits. I thank you that you forgave all my iniquities. I thank you that you satisfied my mouth with good things so that my youth is renewed like an eagle. I thank you that you crown me with loving kindness and tender mercies. Oh, I thank you for all of those benefits. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your mercy. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed. Your compassion, it fails not. It is new every morning. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your peace that surpasses all understanding. Thank you for the joy of the Lord that is my strength. Oh, I bless your name. I shabak you. I honor you. I adore you. I place none before you. You rule and super rule. You are the King immortal. Ilalabashanda. Endelele bebe biya sanka. Handolobo siki. Ilele bebe bebe shete. Indala makandiliosa. Ilele bebe biala bandololo bobe biosa. Handele bekesha. Anjala makise. Levondolo kusuli. Ha, ye baba, sokololo bobibiosha, handelele baba bianza, handele mekiantala mohosa. Oh, I bless you. Oh, mandele, yalalala bandolo bosiki, ikando, ndalala mama manse, mberedididi yala mandolo hosha. Oh, I bless you because you are that God. Oh, yes, you are that God. You are the God who measured the waters in the hollow of your hand. You're the God who meted out the heaven with the span. You're the God who comprehended the dust of the earth in a measure and weighed the mountains in scales and the hills in the balance. That's the kind of God that I serve. You are that God who's directed the Spirit of the Lord, and you have been your own counselor, and nobody has taught you. And for that, I give you the praise. I give you the praise that you spoke to the sun and said, let there be. Hallelujah. You blew your nose. Hallelujah. And commanded the earth and the waters to part the Red Sea. Oh, how grateful I am. How great thou art. Great God Jehovah. I cannot praise you enough. I cannot thank you enough. I cannot honor you enough. Come on. If you're running out of praise, it shows you your word level is low. You should be able to bless him. You should never get done. I will bless the Lord at all times. Your praise shall continually be in my mouth. This poor man cried. The Lord heard him and delivered him out of all of his troubles. You are the seed of David. You are the Holalamasha. You are the stone hewn out of the mountain. You are the I am. You are the everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. You are wonderful. You are counselor. You are a battle axe in the time of a storm and a shelter. In the time of a storm, you are my strength. You are my hope. You are my joy. You are my everything. You are the Lion of the Tribe of Judah. Hola bashanda. Hey, Leokosa. You're the Root of Jesse. Hallelujah. I bless your name today for being the Good Shepherd. I bless your name today for being the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. I bless your name today for being the one who walks on the clouds of the air by the name of Jah. Oh, you are worthy. You are faithful and righteous and majestic you are. Oh, Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. Silele bakasha, shantanana mosi, iliandala baba soya. Hallelujah. Oh, we're in there now, church. We're in there, people of God, because he said in his word that we can enter his gates with thanksgiving and come into his courts with praise. And you praise him and you thought him. Now, if you've not done that, you ain't nowhere. Hobasha. But I'm telling you, you out of the outer court, you out of the inner court, and now you in the Holy of Holies. And now that you dare, you need to say what he said and declare what he has declared. We're declaring that this month is going to be a good month. And I don't want to tell you what to say. I want you to declare what you are believing to happen this month. Prophesy. Didn't God say, son of man, can these bones live? That's Ezekiel 37. He said, Lord, thou knowest. But guess what God said to him? You open your mouth. Whoo! Shiloh, and you speak what I've declared. And he spoke to the winds and commanded it to come in those bones. He spoke to flesh and commanded it to come on the bones, the sinews and all of that stuff. But guess what? You have what you say. And we are declaring, Ho ma shande, elama mama masike lemando, otoko sha, ekebe shikala, lemande lekisa, siala mandala koya, ento no mosia. We are declaring this is going to be a good month. How do you know that? Because you're going to declare that. You have the power to command your morning. And if you got the power to command your morning, you can command your month. And if you can command your month, you can command your year. And if you can command your year, you can command your decade. And you can command your score. And you can command your century. And you can command your millennium. You have what you say. Are you listening to me? You need to declare that this is going to be a good month. So raise your right hand and say in the name of Jesus, I declare and I decree that the month of August will be all that I've declared that it shall be, and it shall be a good month. Now lift your voice, open your mouth, and speak to your month of August. Father, in the name of Jesus, your word declares that we are seated with you in heavenly places. I speak from a kingdom perspective, and I declare that the month of August will be a month of payday. I declare that this will be a month of favor. I speak to the month of August, and I command August to yield its increase. I speak to August. I speak to the womb of August, and I command August to manifest and to give birth every good thing that God has spoken concerning my life. I declare in the month of August that no evil shall befall me, and no plague shall come nigh my dwelling. August, listen to me. August, hear the word of the Lord. And I command you, August, to bless me. I command the month of August to favor me. I command the month of August to bring me increase from the north, the south, the east, and the west. I declare that the favor of God shall be my portion this month. And I decree that favor is my breakfast, favor is my lunch, and favor is my dinner. I thank you today that you are speaking to people in high places, from every place and every space, and my name is in their mouth, and they are declaring good things concerning me. Father, I thank you that every financial deadline, every political deadline, every spiritual deadline, Homa Shandelebe, Hiala Mandololobo Sita, Inkabandalako Soloboki Kalala Babansha, Hilala Babo Shankalamanda, Ilalalalabasha, Handele Besikia, Indale Mehenkala Mandoloho, Rokololo Bobo, Sikara da Baba Bibi Andelebe, Lebandala Kukundele Mekikeshna, Lefelendele Ecclesia, Zila Laboko Shatala, Rabandele Bekifelandi, Minono Moko Solobokuta, Brinkadili Mi Ifelende, Lebosa Lalansha, Jankaleke Stele Anzulimi Ike, Velendele Klezalamaya, Palakatia, Palakatia, Lekatolopo Ukapanza, Brinkadele Bele Felandeli, Lekuzile Andalakashna, Lelebe Anzolomo Ufalande, Lebenzele Ki, Lekatunimi Andala Lakoja, Lekonja Lekleshta, Elebasha. I command this month to be good to me, and I declare that no bad news will come to me this month. No negative news will come to me this month. I declare good news. I command good news. I command favor. I command breakthrough. I command every deadline that has to be met this month will be met. I thank you that I will not experience lack in the month of August. I thank you that I will not experience failure in the month of August. I thank you that I will not experience depression, oppression, sickness, disease, viruses, colds, infections, no infirmity will attack my body in the month of August. I speak to the elements, and I command the elements to work in my favor. I command the clouds, I command the wind, I command the sun and the moon to shine in my favor. I declare that the sun will not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. You shall preserve my soul. I thank you for sustaining me in the month of August. I thank you for preservation. I thank you that my halamosha, my bowels will be full. Ilalabasha, I thank you that I will experience no lack this month. I will experience no lack this month. I thank you that you are blessing those who are connected to me. I thank you that every man, every woman, every boy, and every girl who is connected to me, who is connected to me at the heart, who is connected to me at the spirit, I declare in the name of Jesus that you are blessing them this month. I thank you that they will experience uncommon favor and uncommon release this month in a capacity they've never seen before. Father, in the name of Jesus, may lawsuits be released. May money be released. May increase be released this month from every direction. May money be released in Houston. May money be released in Charlotte. May money be released in Jacksonville. I speak to it. I call it forth. I call it forth. I call it forth. I call forth increase. I call forth increase. Oh Lord, oh Lord, send now prosperity. Send prosperity this month. Send increase this month. Send favor this month. Send sheshesha sheleke leleko koko shakina lepele delesta jalabanza lekivo vulande lekizaya. Ndololo bobebi ashaka le bandele kobaya le bandele bababo sukulele ma inanana mandele be felende ecclesia. Every individual who's been assigned to bless my life this month, I command them to bless me. Every individual who's been assigned to bless your life this month, I command them to bless you. I declare that you are causing men to give unto my bosom, and they're doing it good measure. They're doing it pressed down. They're doing it shaken together. And they're doing it running over. I thank you for every godly relationship that you place in my life this month. I declare divine connection. I commande, I commando, u commande osha, I commande osia, hila mashata, handele be kiantalamosa, hili oshanda baba bahaya, hobi osoko, bronco lololo bobosi alamanda, hindele le mama mi alamasha, hemalala la masanda. Hey la la ma sika la manda, handele be kele mando, otolo, otolo koshna, okotolo bosita, andele be siti ala la ma, hambi bibi biya shandele me, handele be kosolo bokia, indala la ma manda la ba, hashekele le mandi di osia. Woo, shande, hey mama sia, ila la babasha. I thank you, Handala Messiah, that everybody who's supposed to bless me is blessing me. And everybody that I'm supposed to bless, I am positioned to bless. In the name of Jesus, I declare increase. August, be a blessing. August, be a blessing. Every angel that's been assigned to my August to deliver my goods, I command those angels to be released now. Bring me what belongs to me. Bring me what is mine. I command favor. I command increase. I command doors to open. I command favor politically, favor financially, favor spiritually. I thank you that I'm going to another level this month. Hoba shanda, and I give you the praise. Hoba shikala lama, handelele mama mi alamandolo mosaya. I give you the first of my day. I give you the first of my month. You declared that the lines of the spirit are falling upon me now in sweet and agreeable places. I command it, and I declare that it is so. Hola bashanda, halamanda. There are 31 days this month, and you know what we do on the first of the month. There are 31 days. Now I want you to be praying all day, commanding and decreeing, just stand in fellowship, commanding this to be a good month. I just gave you a template. All right. If you want to come back and listen to the recording and say it with the recording, you can do that. It's just a template, but allow the Spirit of the Lord to pray through you. Try to pray in the Spirit at least an hour every day, 15 minutes, 1 minute, 15 minutes another time, then split it up into 4 times to 15 minutes. or two things or 30 minutes, but you want to create a habit of building yourself up on your most holy faith by praying in the Holy Ghost. That's $PBCJR. We don't give to nothing before we give to God. Let's try that again. We don't give to nothing before we give to God. This is the first. I'm challenging every person on this call to sow a seed of $31. There are 31 days in the month of August. So we are sowing a seed of $31. That's $PBCJR. You're sowing a seed of $31. Some of you are sowing $131. Some of you are sowing $1,031. You know what? This is the first of the month. All right. It's the first of the month. And if it's the first of the month, you got to give God, amen, whatever is his at the first, because God said, honor the Lord with the what? First fruits of thine increase. Amen. People usually get paid on the first, I believe, and the 15th. So I'm challenging you right now to sow a seed of what? $31 to $PBCJR. That's right. $PBCJR. So a seed of $31. There are several of you, and I'm going to be very honest with you. There are several of you who need to give $131. You just need to put your faith out there and trust them, because God is your source. Put your faith out there and sow a seed of $131. If you can't give it on Cash App, go to briancarn.com or briancarn.org. All right? And sow that seed of $31 or $131 or $1,031 or $531, wherever your faith is, okay? But I expect every person on this call to sow a seed of $31. Everybody on this call. All right? If you have to mail it in, that's P.O. Box 11507, Jacksonville, Florida 32239. I'm going to say it again. That's P.O. Box 11507, Jacksonville, Florida 32239. I'm expecting everybody to sow that seed of $31. Now we're going to pray again one more time at 6 p.m. this evening, because out of the mouth of two or three witnesses, let every word be established. We've done our 6 a.m. prayer, but we're going to do it twice. That's why God would say, verily, verily, Ola Shandelebe Kalamandala Kosa Alamandele Filiantalamosa. Verily, verily, I say unto you. You got that? Because it establishes in the heavens and in the earth. It's the number two, the number of agreement. At the mouth of two or three witnesses, let every word be established. If any one of you, you know, if any one of you can find somebody touch and agree, as touching anything, all right, it shall be done. It's a number of agreement. Abraham, Abraham, Moses, Moses. You get what I'm saying? All right. So that's why we pray twice. We speak it in the heavens at 6 a.m. We establish it on earth at 6 p.m. All right. And some of you only do the morning, but you don't do the evening. Some of you do the evening, but won't do the morning. But I'm telling you, you need to do both, because it establishes something in the spirit. I'm challenging every one of you right now to sow a seed of $31 at $PBCJR. All right, $PBCJR, or go to the website at briancarn.com, briancarn.org, and sow that seed of $31, $131, but give him the first fruit. Father, I thank you for your people, and I thank you that the month of August is going to be a great month. I love you so much. I'm praying for you. Hope you're praying for me, and I'm excited about the testimonies that I'm going to hear in the month of August. August has to be a good month. I trust God is going to do what he said he's going to do. I love you so much. Praying for you. You are blessed. Halabasaya. More grace.